It's Sunday morning. Time for the Great Outdoors with Charlie Potter. Brought to you by the all-new Chevy Silverado and ChevyDriveChicago.com on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host here on WGN Radio, and I hope that you enjoy this morning's show as we move into that transition series, part of the season where winter's leaving, spring is trying to come. Winter seems to always want to linger longer than we might like it to, and spring delays itself. But it's that time when we roll into the Ides of March, when one day it's going to be 70 and the next day it's going to be 30. So I'm going to start off with what happens this March, and that is an election. We have a primary in Illinois here in a few weeks. And what I'd like to just start off by asking is, has anyone heard anything mentioned about conservation in Illinois, outdoors, quality of life, state parks, bike trails, hunting areas, fishing, boat launches, the whole spectrum that drives a multi-billion dollar industry? Not a word. And so what I'm going to just spend a moment this morning on is saying we know what the current governor's positions are on the outdoors, on hunting and on fishing, and on the Department of Natural Resources, because we've had 3 years to see what the governor has done. And if you like it, you know where he stands. If you don't like it, you know where he stands. But he now is a known quantity, and he happens to be an individual who has said many times, both on this show and across the state, that he's passionate about hunting and fishing in the outdoors. So we know that about the current governor. We don't know really anything about those who would like to be governor and how they view hunting and fishing and our outdoor heritage. And I think it's incumbent for us to know something about the individuals who are going to be, want to be the next governor, because the Department of Natural Resources is a major cabinet position in the state. But forget the fact that it's a cabinet position. What happens in the Department of Natural Resources impacts the quality of life across the state, whether you're going up to Illinois Beach State Park up in Zion this summer, or whether you're going all the way down to the southern end of the state and going to a state park there, or whether you're going to the Sparta Shooting Center, or whether you're going out to Des Plaines to train your dogs, or whether you want to fish at any of the stocked lakes and streams in the river, or whether you want to launch your boat, whether you want to get on a bike and go on a bike ride or a hike. All those things are related to the quality of life in Illinois, and they're part of the reason that people live in Illinois, because we do have excellent outdoor recreation opportunities, and we do have good hunting, and we do have good fishing, and deer hunting in the state of Illinois is right up there ranking in America's top deer destinations, and yet the current individuals, excepting the current governor, the individuals who want to become governor, have told us absolutely nothing about where they stand or how they would run the Department of Natural Resources. So maybe in the next, we've got 3 weeks left before the primary, just 3 weeks. Maybe in the next 3 weeks, those on both the Republican side as well as the Democratic side will take the opportunity to say, you know, I know there are roughly 500,000 people, 500,000 adults in the state of Illinois that hunt and fish, most of whom vote. And let me just talk to you for a moment about what I think is important. It's not about guns. If the subject becomes about guns, then I think I and probably a lot of you are pretty disappointed. Guns is not the issue. It's about what we do with our leisure time in Illinois, going outside and having the kind of quality opportunities that we want to have throughout the four seasons of the year. So one of these individuals will be challenging the current governor come November. And it would be good to know before we go and vote in the primaries, which one of them even has an inkling of interest in the outdoors in the state of Illinois. As I said, we know where the current governor stands, spoken about it a lot. Whether you like it or don't like it, at least you know where the current governor stands and what his beliefs are. Those challenging him, it would be good to know where their beliefs are, because it's really important not only to the outdoor recreation of those of us who live in Illinois, but it's important to the economics of Illinois, which seems to be too often forgotten. So shifting from the election that's coming up in a couple of weeks, and hopefully by March 20th, we'll know where these individuals stand. I'm going to switch to the Land and Water Conservation Fund for a moment, which has been the most important funding mechanism for the outdoors in America since it was passed some 40 years ago. The Land and Water Conservation Fund, otherwise known as LWCF, is a royalty tax on offshore oil and gas reserves, of which the amount of money that's supposed to come to fund conservation across America is $900 million a year. Only twice in its existence has Congress fully funded it. Otherwise, each year, Congress has essentially raided that piggy bank, just like they raid other piggy banks. It is a tax that was passed for, in part, funding the acquisition and the management and the maintenance of everything from our parks, and I mean parks with swing sets and golf courses, to parks like Yosemite and Yellowstone, to boat launches, to access, to buying access, so that you can go hunting and fishing, to managing areas. That's what LWCF is supposed to have done. And despite the fact that Congress has basically pilfered the fund almost every single year, it has done an incredible job of achieving those goals throughout the past 40 years. In the budget just unveiled by the president, LWCF essentially went away, down to, I think, $7 million or $5 million out of $900 million, because the administration has decided that those dedicated funds should be used for something else. So why do I mention this today? Because I think it's indicative of what's taking place, and it's not Republican, it's not Democrat, it's not independent, it's regardless of party affiliation. It is the stealing, and we'll come back to Illinois in a moment on this, it's the stealing of funds that were put into place for a reason and then obfuscated and taken and used for something else. The Land and Water Conservation Fund is being paid for by royalties on oil and gas reserves that are being extracted from the waters of the United States. The tax is being paid by the companies that extract those revenues. The deal was, when the deal was made in the 70s, that that tax would be paid to help offset the environmental damage done by drilling, and that it would help ensure that we had wonderful and sustainable and usable natural resources in America. So how do we break that pledge? How do we, and Congress does this every day, and the Illinois legislature, which I'm going to come to in a moment, does this about every minute. But why do we allow this to happen? We get, in this case, a tax imposed, backed heavily, not a tax, it is a tax on the people, because obviously it all comes back to us eventually, but we don't directly pay it out of our pocket. It gets taxed to the companies, goes to the federal government for the purposes of making life in America better, for improving our state parks, our national parks, our playgrounds, our lakes. Everything to do with outdoor recreation falls under Land and Water Conservation Fund. And at this point in time, the unfunded backlog, or the amount of money that they have stolen, is like $30 billion. It's an absurd amount of money. That's an IOU that sits somewhere in some little, you know, file somewhere in Washington that says, at the end of the day, the federal government owes the Land and Water Conservation Fund $32 billion. Well, we're never going to see that. But the President of the United States thinks that it shouldn't even exist at all. He's taken it down to $7 million out of $900 million. This is not money that should be available to go to pay other bills. That's not why it's there. They're stealing from us, and they're stealing from us because, as always happens, those of us who love the outdoors, and that's everybody listening, in some way or another, you're attached to the outdoors, we never come together and say, no, you're not going to do this. We don't have any mechanism to stop this. You go and you raid the Social Security Trust Fund, and AARP goes crazy. There's an organization there. You go and attack something else, and there's another lobby, the farm lobby, the gun lobby, whatever it might be. But there's nobody who looks after our interests. We've never been organized that way. And the result is we constantly pay a price, and now we're about to pay a very big price, stealing essentially $900 million a year, which could make a tremendous transformation in how we deal with the backlogs in our national parks, our state parks, how we could improve our waterways. Think what it could be in the city of Chicago alone, that LWCF money goes for things like the Riverwalk. It goes for helping repair the revetments on Lake Michigan. It helps for public access. It helps for school programs. It helps every way down the spectrum for outdoor education for kids and for outdoor enjoyment for adults. And the money just gets stolen. And we say nothing about it. And that's what's happening right now. If the president's budget's adopted, LWCF, Land and Water Conservation Fund, will essentially cease to exist. And we will notice right away. Because those funds, even though they've just been a fraction of what they should have been, they've been coming to Illinois and Wisconsin and Michigan and every state in the country, they'll now be like zero. So instead of 100%, we've been getting 20%. Well, now we're going to get zippo. So if your forest reserves don't look as well next year, if your fishing lakes don't have as many fish, if the bike trails look shoddy, don't blame your local representative. We can blame ourselves because Congress will have stolen the money and taken it and written us another nearly billion-dollar IOU while we stood back and just let it happen. And I realize in saying this, there is no entity you can go to. I can't say go to www. Or call, because there is really nobody that can solve this problem, because all 50 states, congressmen and senators in the White House have looked at this pile of money for a long time and said, you know, we can use it for something else, even though the law says we shouldn't. We'll just write an IOU and nobody will notice. Well, maybe we should notice, because the quality of our lives are going to be vastly impacted when it comes to outdoor recreation if the Land and Water Conservation Fund goes away. I'll be back in just a moment. I'm going to talk a little bit about sweeps in the state of Illinois, and those are sweeps of dedicated funds, which our legislature seems to think also they have the right to do. And then, of course, I will always try to end on a happy note, and I will. This is Charlie Potter on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN, and first a message from the Northwest Indiana and Chicagoland Chevrolet dealers.
It's Charlie Potter and the Great Outdoors on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host here on WGN Radio, and I hope you're enjoying the show. And as promised, I'm just going to speak very briefly about the sweeping, once again, in the budget that was passed last summer over the governor's veto. The legislature, once again, went and looked at dedicated funds, just as I was talking about a moment ago with the Land and Water Conservation Fund. They went and looked at the dedicated funds of the Department of Natural Resources and said, oh, here's some free candy. We're stealing it. And that's what they did. It's called sweeps. They don't call it stealing. It would actually be more honest if they said, well, we're just stealing your money because we don't intend on repaying you. No, they call it sweeping, excess funds. These aren't excess funds. These are funds that, once again, were paid for by the sportsmen and women of Illinois and the user groups of Illinois to do things to improve the outdoor resources of the state of Illinois. And they sit in dedicated funds that the Department of Natural Resources then manages to specifically improve the lot of whatever those funds were used for, with the tax. And it's a tax that was paid to do that. A tax that sportsmen and women of Illinois and outdoor users in Illinois imposed upon themselves, or the legislature never would have gotten it passed to begin with. And these were special use taxes that were passed in the 70s and 80s primarily for the purposes of designating specific pockets of money that the legislature could not touch, that would sit in a quote-unquote lockbox and then would be used for things like stocking lakes, building boat launches, improving state parks, buying lands, dedicated funds. Well, the legislature, in their wisdom, what they have done is they then prohibited the Department of Natural Resources from spending those funds in recent years. And this goes back to an old Blagojevich trick. You can't spend the money, and so the accounts accumulate because every year people are buying the stamps and they're paying the user fees. And then you get a pot of $3, $4, $5, $6 million in each of these accounts. And then it happened last July. The legislature passed a bill, the House and the Senate, which said, oh, by the way, all those pots of money that have been accumulating, because we haven't been letting you spend it, oh, we're taking them. And we're putting it into the general revenue fund, and goodbye. The money's gone. And we realize that you paid a special tax so that you could have that fun, so that you could have a hiking trail or a biking trail or a horseback riding trail or a boat launch, or have money to fix levees so you could go duck hunting, or have money so that you could stock a fishing lake. We realize all those taxes were taxes that you imposed on yourself when they were dedicated funds, but we're sorry. We're not taking the money, and it's just going to go to something that we think is more appropriate. And that's what happened. And they call it sweeps. The governor of Illinois vetoed that budget and adamantly opposed the use of sweeps. It's gone on anyway. You don't hear about it anywhere. So as I mentioned at the top of the show, we have a primary coming up in a couple of weeks. It's much more than the Department of Natural Resources and outdoor recreation. It's what about funds? What about integrity? What about the people who pay the taxes, specific taxes, user taxes, to create funds so that they will further the areas of their interest in the state of Illinois? Do you support those, and are you not in favor of sweeping, and will you stop sweeps in the future? Or do you just think this should be business as usual? That's one of the things we need to answer, because it is important. And the Department of Natural Resources, which has been emasculated due to the budgets of the past 15 years, now is being further hamstrung because the dedicated funds accounts that they rely on to do a lot of the special work have once again been just stolen. So that's life in Illinois. I promised you I'd end on a happy note, and I'm going to. A very interesting thing happened with the Pittman and Robertson Act, which is one of the major funds that provides funding for outdoor recreation in America. It's a tax on firearms and ammunition sales. It's provided billions of dollars through the years to states in matching funds so they can do things to improve outdoor recreation for our residents of all of our states across the country. Illinois has benefited greatly. They now have for the first time said that you can use PR or Pittman Robertson funds. You can use them for stocking shooting preserves. So in other words, the state of Illinois for the first time can use Pittman Robertson funds to go and purchase pheasants and quail and chucker and put them out on shooting preserves that had never been done before. So it's going to enable the state to increase the number of birds that are going to be released into the wild, which will provide recreational opportunity for tens of thousands of sportsmen and women across the state of Illinois. It's a big deal. And it's actually, I think, a very good use of Pittman Robertson funds. So the federal government, under the Zinke administration, the Department of Interior, has done this, issued this executive order. PR funds will now be available to be used by shooting preserves and the state of Illinois, provided they are used in such a way as to further the heritage of hunting and to establish a mechanism to where today's youth can enter the field of hunting. There will be measurements required, but it is a way that we're finally going to be able to ensure that our shooting preserves in the state of Illinois are properly funded with proper birds. So that is good news from the Department of Interior. I thank you very much for listening. I'll be back next Sunday morning with much more in the Great Outdoors. So this is Charlie Potter on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN.